Hello and welcome. And if you've ever yelled Luna at a dog park and watched four heads swivel, this one's for you. Today, we're taking the pressure out of picking a dog name by treating trends like a system you can read, remix, and make your own, so your dog's name feels current, fits their personality, and still stands out. Here's the core idea. Originality isn't about avoiding what's popular. It's about how smartly you remix what's popular. Top name lists are a compass, not a promise. They lag behind real life and shift by region and even by breed. A Husky in Denver might be Vesper or Tundra. A Jack Russell in Boston might be Penny or Fenway. That local variation is your secret weapon. What's trending across shelters, trainers, and vet networks? The same clusters keep popping. Human first names: Charlie, Oliver, Bella, Emma. Because dogs are family. Nature and aesthetic core: Willow, River, Juniper, Sage, Aspen. Outdoor and cottage core vibes. Pop culture and myth: Loki, Grogu, Arya, Zelda, Freya. Fun but can age fast. Vintage throwbacks: Mabel, Otis, Stella, Pearl. Warm and distinctive. Food and drink: Mochi, Olive, Whiskey, Basil. Playful, packed with personality. And across all categories, short and punchy wins for training. Two syllables, bright vowels, or E endings: Milo, Coda, Ziggy, Juno, Coco. Here's the pattern. People don't regret the category. They regret picking the most obvious name in it. So let's build a simple method that gives you the trend you love with a twist that's yours. Step one, pick a trend you genuinely enjoy. If nature names make you light up, that's your sandbox. If vintage makes you smile, go there. You'll say this name hundreds of times a week. It needs to feel like you. Step two, apply a distancing move. This is where trendy becomes personal. Use one or stack two for extra originality. One, synonym swap. If willow is everywhere, try alder, larch, blamble, wren, lark. If river is everywhere, try harbor, delta, cove, or rivulet. Call name, riv. If nova is everywhere, try comet, halo, sol, vesper. Two, language pivot. Moon becomes Selene, Greek, Chandra, Sanskrit, Lua, Portuguese, Nox, Latin for night. Forest becomes Bosco, Italian, or Silva, Latin. Sil shortens nicely. Sun could be Sol, Helio, or Soleil. Three, morphology shift. Change the structure, keep the soul. Nora to Nori, Jasper to Jesker or Jast, Mabel to Maybell, Maple to Acer. Ace is a natural nickname. Stella to Estelle or Stell. Four, compound it. Double barrel to formal, keep a crisp call name. Juniper Jones, call June. Daisy Blue, Daisy. Olive Finch, Ollie. If mochi is common, try mochi plum, call Mo. Five, sound shape inversion. If A endings dominate, Luna, Nova, Stella. Flip to Lumen, Lumi, Nox, Sol, Vesper. If E endings rule, Ziggy, Daisy, Buddy, try Juno, Miro, Solo, Cleo. Six, regional microtrend anchor to place. Beacon or harbor in New England. Cider or maple in Vermont. Mesa or saguaro in Arizona. Saguaro shortens to saggy. Bayou in Louisiana. Zia in New Mexico. Trillium in the Pacific Northwest. Trill for short. Tiny tweaks have big impact. Dogs respond faster to names that sound distinct from others around them. So originality can help your training. Step three, design for training. Dogs learn names fastest when they're short, clear, and rhythmic. Two syllables. Strong initial consonant, bright vowel. Pepper, hazel, maple, Milo. Trochaic stress, dada, like Bella or Charlie, often pops. E endings carry nicely over distance, and crisp O or R endings cut through wind and crowd noise. Practical rules: avoid collision with Qs. Bow sounds like no. Kit bumps into sit. If you love it, add a syllable. Keto Kitsu. Watch your soundscape. If your neighbor has Luna and your friend has Lola, maybe pick Lumi or Lumen in multi-dog homes. Avoid rhymes and shared first syllables. Milo and Nabel will muddle. Love a longer name? Build in a call name. Juniper to June. Anastasia to Stasia or Anna. Captain Biscuit to Cap. Now, field test. Hallway test. Say it in your normal voice, a happy high voice, add as a sharp recall. Can you shout it 3 times without it turning mushy? Whisper test. Whisper it from across the room. Still crisp? Park test. Listen for what's common in your area. If you hear 3 willows, your willow might become Willa, Wren, or Alder on the spot. Friend test. Text your top 3 and ask which sounds like your dog. Not just which they like. Give it a weekend. If a nickname emerges naturally, that might be the true call name. Let's run a few sprints so you can hear it in action. Nature names and tempted by Willow? Synonym swap. Alder, Bramble, Wren. Language pivot. Selva. Forest. Morphology shift. Willa. Now it leans human first. Sound inversion. Vesper or Nox for night sky vibes instead of Luna. Regional twist. Tunipito in California. Called June. Pop culture your thing? Loki is everywhere. Keep the Norse vibe, but dodge the crowd with Rune, Saga, Edda, Skadi, or Fen. Also a wetland nod. If Grogu makes you smile, try Kessel, Tano, or Mando, short for Mandalore. Atlas and Freya trending? Pivot to Astrid or Torin. Vintage and retro? Mabel's hot. Morph to Maybell. Try Opal, Hattie, Rufus, Alma, or Pearl if your area leans Hazel and Ruby. Oliver and Charlie everywhere? Consider Olin, Ivor, Lev, or Arlo if they're rare near you. Food and drink? If mochi's popular in your circle, try yuzu, miso, taro, chai, or saffron, saff for short. If olive is everywhere, try olea, picholine, picho is adorable, or kala for Kalamata. Bonus step, build your own trend radar. Public lists are useful but slow. Your reality is your dog park, your vet's waiting room, your local rescues, and the accounts you follow. For 2 weeks, jot down every name you hear twice. Note endings and beats. How many A's? How many E's? How many 2-syllable trochees? Scan local rescue posts for repeats. Check your breed groups. Frenchies may skew differently than cattle dogs. If a name shows up more than 3 times in your world, treat it as saturated and use your distancing moves. Update every few months. Shows, seasons, and sports nudge trends. A quick word on renaming. If you adopted a dog with a name that doesn't fit or collides with cues, it's okay to evolve it. Transition gradually, Luna to Lumen, Buddy to Bodhi, or do a full pivot with a bridging nickname for a week. Dogs map sounds to outcomes, not identities. Pair the new name with food, play, and praise, and they'll pick it up fast. Let's wrap with a mini process you can do tonight. 1. Pick 1 category you truly like. 2. Set a 1-minute timer. Brainstorm 8 names. 3. Apply 1 or 2 twists, language, morphology, regional. 4. Say each out loud 3 times like you'll use it at the park. Name, come. 5. Cross out anything that gets muddy or rhymes with commands. 6. Sleep on the final 3. 7. Tomorrow, run the whisper and hallway tests. Watch your dog's face. The right name usually clicks in your chest and in their ears. Remember, the goal isn't to flee trends. Trends are tools, not traps. They make a name feel timely. Your twist, your synonym, your language pivot, your regional pride makes it timeless for your dog and your life. So go ahead, love what's popular. Then remix it with intention. That's how you get a name that's easy to train, fun to say, and unmistakably yours. And if you do find yourself calling Luna at a park, may she be the only one who comes running straight to you.